A is for Atish, Crimean Tatar for fire.
A is for apricots. The Ukrainian writer Oksana Zabushko asks, why is it that on the Ukrainian side, Donbass roads are everywhere lined with apricot trees, and literally a step further on the Russian side, the very same earth turns, as if cut off along a ruler, into a wasteland? From her recent book, The Long Journey, like Frodo going from Ithilien into Mordor.
B is for Borscht. The happiness of beets.
Have some borscht. Here's some smetana.
B is for Bucha.
Bucha.
The Kievan suburb that shone a spotlight on Russian war crimes.
B is for the Baturin massacre.
Buturinska Ryzanina.
Tsar Peter's army destroyed the Cossack capital because the Cossacks weren't docile enough. They still aren't.
C is for Crimea, the land of the Tatars.
D is for the Donbass, awaiting deoccupation.
E is for Euromaidan, the center of rebellion against a Russian stooge in 2013-14.
For
Aeneida,
a mock heroic poem, the first ever written in colloquial Ukrainian, the beginning of a national literature. E is for the executed Renaissance. There was a great flowering of Ukrainian art and literature in the 1920s. Stalin put a stop to it in the 1930s, or tried to.
F is for failure. Russia has been trying to erase Ukraine for centuries. It has always failed, and it always will.
G is for Gogol. No, he's not Russian. Yes, he is hilarious.
Mr. Trump, what happened to your nose?
H is for
Holubtsi,
derived from the word for pigeon in Ukrainian, holub. In a bygone era in Ukraine, a local dish served at aristocratic feasts was prepared by wrapping pigeons in cabbage leaves and cooking them on a spit or grill. Over time, while the cabbage leaves remained, the birds were swapped out for grains, vegetables, and other types of meat, such as pork or veal.
I is for Irpin.
Irpin.
The city of parks that was key to stopping the Russian advance on Kiev.
K is for Kiev, the mother.
K is for Cossack, the proper pronunciation of what non-Ukrainians call Cossack. From a Turkish word for free man or outlaw, the original Ukrainian freedom fighters. As they elected their own leaders, democracy has deep roots in Ukrainian history.
L is for
Lviv,
a major city in western Ukraine.
M is for Cossack Mamai, a Ukrainian folk hero.
O is for Odessa, the great port city.
O is for Onut, my grandfather John Panchuk's hometown. Its symbol was the bull. My cousin Howard Procession showed me how to make the perfect roast beef sandwich. The secret is mayonnaise on one piece of bread, mustard on the other.
P is for pisanki.
Pisanki.
Colorful Easter eggs, although the custom predates Christianity. In one legend, there was a powerful monster in the Carpathian Mountains. The more pisanki the people made, the more tightly the monster was bound, keeping it from destroying the world.
Q is for quest, Ukraine's long quest to be free.
R is for Ruthenians, another word for Ukrainians. Andy Warhol identified as Ruthenian, or maybe he just idolized Babe Ruth, the Shohei Ohtani of 100 years ago. S is for Taras Shevchenko, Ukrainian artist and its best-loved poet.
Григорій Савич Сковорода.
The Ukrainian Socrates, founding father of Ukrainian philosophy, the philosophy of the heart. T is for Tatars. There are as many kinds of Ukrainians as there are kinds of borscht.
T is for Tripilia, a late Stone Age culture in what is now Ukraine, took a major step towards the development of agriculture.
U is for Ukraine. You, me, and all free people.
Слава Україні!
Слава!
Слава Україні!
Україні!
Слава Україні!
Україна!
Україні!
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 So, again, Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraini.
Yes. Slava Ukraini. And the right answer in Ukrainian is Heroyam Slava. That means glory to Ukraine, glory to heroes.
Glory to Ukraine.
V is for
Vola.
The internal driving power to overcome all obstacles, the deliberate choice to be free. W is for Western Ukraine. Formerly part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Then it was an independent republic before becoming part of modern Ukraine.
X is for Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city and former capital.
Y is for Yellow Ribbon. Resistance isn't futile. Occupation is futile. Deoccupying Ukraine one color at a time.
Y is for Grand Prince Yaroslav the Wise.
Великий князь Ярослав.
A great leader of Kievan Rus.
Z is for Zaporizhia.
Z.
The homeland of the Cossacks.
I'm a